Hey, everybody, before you start listening to Three and Out, breaking down the commitment of latest Vol commit, Tyree Weathersby, I want to tell you guys a little bit about this series Volunteer Country is going to be doing throughout football season and especially during recruiting season, and that's Three and Out, where Matt Ray and myself, Jack Foster, go through three questions or three topics, three of anything, really, and just talk about whatever we're talking about. And a lot of times with recruits, it's going to be me asking our recruiting analyst, Matt Ray, three questions about the commitment, about the recruitment, how it all went, and maybe in football season, we'll dabble a little bit into game recaps, just game thoughts, maybe three thoughts. But Three and Out is a video series that we're also going to put to our podcast feed, which is where you're listening right now, that I'm excited and that Volunteer Country is excited to be launching here. If you want to watch the video, be sure and go to our website and click on the article and watch it there. You can also read all about the commitment of Tyree Weathersby and future Vol commits, of course, as Matt Ray has all of recruiting covered for Volunteer Country. Thanks, and I hope you enjoy. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Three and Out, presented to you by Volunteer Country on SI. Matt Ray and I, Jack Foster, today are breaking down the commitment of 2023 defensive end Tyree Weathersby, a big commitment here for the Vols. And Matt, let's get started. Why Tennessee for Weathersby? Kind of walk us through this commitment.
Yeah, so this is a guy that Tennessee kind of honed in on a few months back, coming out of his junior season. And have continued to recruit pretty hard since, able to get him and the family to campus. You know, in the spring, he loved what he saw, came back for his official visit to end out the June recruiting cycle here. And he just, you know, he was really looking to come in and see if he could get that home feeling one more time. And he did. You know, talking with Weathersby, he's really excited about Tennessee. He was really excited to be around other guys in the class. He felt like a priority during the weekend and got a big chance to sit down with Josh Heupel and the Tennessee coaching staff and just work through, you know, some of the questions that he had remaining, what he needed to know. He enjoyed all the activities they had planned for him, being, you know, able to see more around campus and things like that. And then just getting to spend that time with Rodney Garner, who went a long way in this. I mean, for Weathersby, he tried to approach his entire recruitment having over 20 offers from a, you know, football standpoint, where can he get the best development? And he felt like Rodney Garner provided that, you know, for him. He feels like Tennessee has been the school that showed him he was a need more so than a want. That was something he really emphasized throughout the process. So I think at the end of the day, he felt needed at Tennessee versus wanted at other places. And that's why the Vols were able to win out in this recruitment.
Yeah, and we all know how big of a recruiting tool Rodney Garner has been for Tennessee over the last couple of years. And just kind of talking about Weathersby, what do you think his fit will be with the Vols?
Yeah, so when you look at Weathersby, he looks thin. I mean, you see him listed as a DL. He's going to play defensive end at Tennessee. He's 6'4", probably going to hit another growth spurt, maybe get closer to 6'5". We'll see, but he is 250 pounds of solid muscle. But he looks like he's probably 225 pounds. Now, you're going to say, oh, that's probably not a good thing. No, that's a great thing because he's so long. He's so, you know, has so much frame left to work with that Tennessee's going to be able to get him, you know, to a really solid weight very easily and keep him at that, you know, lean muscle mass to where he is really a problem for opposing offensive tackles. He'll be a guy that attaches to the end of the line, you know, early on. You know, if they got in a pinch, he's athletic enough to stand up, you know, if his weight's not where it needed to be early in, you know, his freshman year or whatever. He's athletic enough to stand up and, you know, play in space some or come off the edge. He has some nice bend. He's really good with his hands. But for Tyree Weathersby, the long-term plan at Tennessee is to attach to the end of the defensive line and play with his hand in the dirt, you know, and be a guy that they feel like can be a pass rushing threat with his hand in the dirt, but is also versatile enough and leverages well enough to slide off of blocks and play a factor in the run game as well.
Yeah, and Matt, we know how great of a job Josh Heupel and the staff have done with the 2023 recruiting class, and it just keeps on piling on here. So what's Tennessee's move next in the 23 class after Weathersby's commitment?
Yeah, so, I mean, you're talking about a defensive line class, and I think everybody's really focused on this cycle, and Tennessee has, you know, been involved heavily with several guys in this cycle. there's still guys on the board that Tennessee is pursuing. Hunter Osborne being the top guy, in my opinion, at this stage. As far as Weathersby, I don't think he has a major impact on shifting up any of those recruitments. Tennessee's still going to continue to recruit Osborne hard. They're still going to continue to recruit TJ Searcy hard. They've got the two JUCO guys that they've been in on for a while. So they'll continue to recruit those guys as well, because Weathersby's a defensive end type. Those guys have a chance to be more of an interior type. Osborne can play definitely with his hand in the dirt as a strong side defensive end, but he also has the frame to add more weight and kick inside if needed. So, you know, I don't expect Weathersby commitment to change much in terms of what Tennessee will do recruiting the defensive line. They have Nathan Robinson committed already. They have Trevor Duncan committed, but he's a guy that could flip to offensive tackle over time because he has a lot of athleticism and a lot of promise on that side. So you can still look for Tennessee to take at least two to three more guys on the defensive line. And I don't think Weatherby's commitment is going to shift that much at all, but it is a big commitment for Tennessee. When Rodney Garner evaluates a guy and likes him, you know, that kind of tells you all you need to know. You don't have to look at the star ratings. You can look at the offer list and see the other schools that have offered Weathersby. He is an SEC caliber prospect. So a nice recruiting victory for Tennessee here with Tyree Weathersby.
Yeah, we all know how good of an eye Rodney Garner has. And another big commitment in the class of 2023 class for Tennessee is Tyree Weathersby, defensive end. For Matt Ray, I'm Jack Foster, and this has been 3 and Out.